www.thebeatsofmetal.com. It's Free Talk Live. We're here to take your calls about anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. Again, freetalklive.com. You can control the content. It's a unique feature that I don't think any other talk show website has. If they do, I'd love to hear about it because they're probably imitating Free Talk Live. Because we've been doing this for years, actually, where you can go to freetalklive.com. You can submit content. Maybe it's a YouTube video or a news article or blog post. Whatever you might share normally on, like, your Facebook page, you submit it to our website, and then our other listeners can vote it up if they like or down if they don't. You get to vote on things as well, and then ultimately we'll know what you think's interesting. So go to freetalklive.com. You can submit content there. Again, freetalklive.com. Bill's on the line with us in Jackson, Mississippi. Still to come here tonight, Mark is going to be telling us about a family that has been banned from homeschooling. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. I heard the conversation about the concentration of THC, and I got to thinking about a few things. Of course, there's always been some sort of a weed, even back to colonial times. I mean, you think maybe Benjamin Franklin might have even gotten into it himself. But at any rate, I can remember back in the 60s, I did not partake, but at the various radio stations which I was building or, you know, engineering and so forth, in the 60s, it was a kind of a local thing, and I remember hearing some of the jocks say that the stuff they were getting was not very concentrated. I mean, it was very weak, so to speak. Maybe some of it was a little bit more than maybe glorified cross vine. But then in the early 70s, what I remember was everybody started talking about the stuff coming up from Colombia, and it appears that the Colombians were really nurturing highly concentrated strains. And so when that started happening in the early 70s, these guys just went crazy. They said this stuff is so much better than any of the stuff that they got in the 60s. And so it's probably a localized thing, but I'm sure that that strain that came up out of Colombia in the early 70s was passed around, and you know, some of that was grown domestically, and it got better. So that's what I remember about hearing the concentration of the THC.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering about this this debate where we're all just sort of trying to figure out what the concentration of THC might have been in the 60s. I'm thinking marijuana is not new. I think they found it buried with some
in
kind
tombs.
Of, yeah, of Egyptian
pharaohs and things,
right,
like that.
Pharaohs had weed in the tombs. So I think we can reasonably assume that marijuana is not new. I don't think that oranges have gotten markedly sweeter in the last 40 years. I don't think pigs have gotten markedly fatter. I don't feel like there's very many crops that, besides GMO, I suppose. GMO crops might be the exception here, but crops that have changed dramatically in 40 years. So I do kind of wonder. Maybe Ian's side has a point. I still don't know.
All I'm saying is that there were good strains of weed in the past. There had to be good strains of weed in the past. Now, is good weed better today, generally? Yeah, because there's more competition, there's more out there. Is there more good weed today? Absolutely there is. So it's more prolific, so therefore when you look at average THC content, the average content has been going up over time. That's absolutely true. It's documented. You know, as far as the weed that the cops are seizing out there, they're testing that, they're figuring out what the, you know, the THC content is, and they're averaging it, and yes, the average has been going up. So if you just go based on the fact that the average is going up, then it would be easy to extrapolate from that and presume that that means that the high potency weed is much better than it was in the past. And I think that generally it can be, it's probably a true statement, but those good strains of weed had to come from somewhere. That's my position. And, Bill, I thank you for your call and sharing your thoughts tonight. So 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. And they will, you know, even looking at higher test strains, the numbers do show that they've been getting better, too, over the years. So I get it. I think there's a real strong argument to be made. But at the same time, those good strains came from somewhere. They must have existed in the past at some point. You know, there weren't as many of them in the past. They weren't as prolific. They weren't as easy to find. They had to be there. 855, 453. We go to Jamie in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Jamie.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, the truth is that people have been nurturing the marijuana, the cannabis plant, for 2,000 years, ever since they've discovered it. Well, I discovered it like 10,000 years ago.
And, yeah, absolutely.
The first time somebody set one of the leaves of those things on fire, or the buds of those things on fire, they figured out pretty quick they want to keep that thing nearby.
Absolutely. And they've used it for medicinal and religious and spiritual uses for as long as we can remember.
Very good, Jamie. Was that all you wanted to say, or was there more?
Pretty much, yeah.
Very good, sir. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 855 450 free. So let's change gears here. Talk about schooling. In this case, particularly homeschooling. Normally, it's certainly the purview of parents to make the decision to pull their children out of these government schools, these indoctrination camps, teach them at home, whether that means through your own curriculum that you decide on with your kids, or as an unschooling thing where they teach themselves the things that they're interested in. Those are both possibilities. But apparently neither of those are possibilities for one couple in Florida.
Yep, this one's coming from WorldNet Daily at WND.com. Not my favorite site, but they do get some interesting stories now and then about civil rights violations.
So does Huffington Post. I mean, they're these are sites that have a particular tinge for the most part, and they're worth what they're worth.
Florida judges ordered several children in a homeschooling family into public school district classes based on the gut reaction of a court appointee in a divorce and custody case where homeschooling wasn't even an issue. The ruling now is on appeal to the Third District Court of Appeals in the Florida court system, where arguments are mounting for the panel of justices to overturn the district court ruling. Names and ages of the children in the family are not being publicized, but an attorney handling the case, Karen J. Haas, has confirmed the basics. It was during a routine hearing in which the education of the children who live with their mother was not an issue and was not expected to be a subject in the court opinion. According to court records, the father had not made education an issue before the hearing. Suddenly, a guardian ad litem in the case, a court appointee assigned to look after the best interests of the children, said that she had a gut reaction about homeschooling. You know what? Maybe the kids should have some socialization with other kids and go to a small school, she said, according to court records. What is this socialization to which you refer?
I guess it's where you force children into a classroom with children they may not necessarily want to be with.
I guess that's what that is, and it's interesting. Socialization involves being when it's used in conjunction with school, forced to go to a place you don't want to go. Now, look, I understand maybe you don't want to be at home, too, but that's something that kind of has to be worked out in the family. But this socialization argument, when especially if applied to a public school, is just ridiculous. Really? I mean, is every public school the same? Is all that socialization? What is socialization? Because what I've seen from homeschooling kids are young people that are among the, you know, the most polite and well-behaved individuals with whom I can have conversations, whereas what I see with school kids oftentimes is they act like kids. Now,
yeah,
this rude. Is relatively new in human culture, the idea that you would take a bunch of 7-year-olds and keep them all in one group, or 9-year-olds, or 11-year-olds, or whatever it is. Because kids used to be, even in the one-room school, they used to work with each other.
Different age children.
Different ages, and thus you had, kids had an opportunity to see what an older kid acted like, and older kids had the opportunity to see what adults acted like, and that sort of thing.
Well, that's a level of socialization that you don't get today, because, you're forcing a bunch of children to be together at the same age. And wouldn't that kind of socialization be more valuable, where they're socializing with people outside of their age group, so therefore they're more well-rounded?
Well, I've got to say that I kind of wonder what the value is. This is just one person's thought on parenting. And consider that you should have the ability to choose what you think on parenting. But I speak to my son as though he's an adult. Or I do my best. I mean, I'm certainly not perfect at it, but I try to talk to Jack like he's an adult. And consequently, I expect him to act like an adult more quickly than other kids who just hang out with kids their age. What value is that?
All right, we'll come back with more. There's an interesting aspect to this divorce proceeding that I think needs to be focused on here in moments. It's Free Talk Live. You can also take control.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, fad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology, special green tea extract and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything toll-free here, 855-453, that is the Pro-XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733, with you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, just go to freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone, if you'd like quick access to our live streams, as well as the podcast, go to M, as in mobile, m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com.
So I made a decision around my coffee drinking, and that involved switching brands. I found out that coffee is not only an incredibly absorbent product, so I'm not interested in having coffee that's raised in pesticides and herbicides, and not to mention the fact that there's lead in the soil from many of these countries. They don't have unleaded gas. That really disturbs me. But, so I've drank coffee for some time, and so far I don't feel like the lead's been killing me. But the practice of growing coffee has moved towards sun-grown coffee because it's easier. You cut down all the trees. You get all that coffee plants in there. You can concentrate them in one area. But coffee is meant to be grown in the shade. And if you grow in the shade, you don't get that acid reflux thing that so many people have. It's a different feeling drinking the coffee. And you also don't deplete the soil, because when you cut down all the trees, the roots are gone, the topsoil begins to wash away, then the people who live in the immediate vicinity, once the topsoil is gone, what do they got? There's nothing left. The company moves on, they find another place to get some coffee, no big deal, but the people that live there, what's it like for them? That's why I switched to BuzzBox Coffee, because rather than trying to send money to poor people and doing terrible around the world, I want to provide them a way to have a better life for themselves. So BuzzBox not only provides microloans, and Free Talk Live's hoping to sponsor 100 microloans, but they also, so that they can get involved in farming and this farming co-op, but they buy the coffee from them, and they make a sustainable living. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Help us to make the world a better place one cup at a time. Get your free pound of coffee there to try it out, because once you try it, I think you'll agree that it's worth having. Plus, the fact, this is so easy. You just get on the subscription plan. You never have to think about your coffee again. You're going to have the best of the best coffee delivered to you. All you have to do is go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
And we're going to continue here. We'll take your calls, also get deeper into this story about the family in Florida that they're going through a divorce. But apparently education was not one of the issues in the divorce. Nonetheless, a guardian ad litem, as they're called, government bureaucrat appointed to supposedly protect the interests of the children, stepped in to say that she didn't think it's appropriate for those folks to be homeschooling their children, and they need to stop. So the judge apparently ordered them to no longer homeschool. We'll get back into that here in a moment, because I think there's an important aspect that needs to really be brought out of that case. But first, we go to Skype, where Howie is on the line in Philly. Howie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind, Howie?
I've been enjoying the shows, and I just wanted to clarify stuff. Last night when Dave from Montana called, he was really so clear and concise about what he was trying to relate about cannabis, and he contradicted one of your stories. But, yeah, the prices are very much, they're not that inflated as they are with that story reported. But, I mean, I was just trying to...
Are you talking about in Colorado?
Yes, exactly. I mean... The whole situation in California is the prices are because of the availability. Is they grew so much, and also that actually
you're saying the prices. I'm sorry, you're not really making. I'm a little confused. Are you saying the prices are higher in California than they should be, or not as high as they should be?
No, they're lower, much lower than the national rate of what the black market prices are.
Right.
They are, actually, when Proposition 164 came into California, people who actually sold cannabis didn't support that because they were doing an illegal market, and it would just, screw up everything with that. Well, I know I don't have much time, but what I'm trying to say is what Dave was trying to describe is correct, is that the prices are so much lower, and he is, his basis was is that marijuana has always been, for the past 20 or 30 years, and I think you might agree, it's been an underground thing. Even before
It had to be underground because it was illegal. But you're right. In California, the prices of medical are definitely lower than the black market around the rest of the country. The issue at hand was the Colorado's legal market. We're seeing prices that in some cases exceed black market
rates.
We're
on day three, and I don't think it's had a chance. The marketplace has had a chance to reach equilibrium.
No, that's certainly true, and I think that's the best explanation for it.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, my point is, I agree with you, but it, the prices were as low as what Dave was saying, and you were shocked, actually, Ian, and I can agree, because people sell good quality marijuana here on the East Coast for $500 an ounce, no problem.
Wow.
People pay for it. I mean, if you've been saying, like, even though $400 is a reasonable price, but...
No,
but
I don't think that's reasonable at all. That's just the standard price in the black market for an ounce of good weed is $400. I've never seen it for $5, but I believe that there are people who pay that.
One second to bring up what Dave was bringing up about the strains. You know, there's actually a strain... You know there's a difference between marijuana, between sativas and indicas?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yep, there's also, I believe, cannabis ruralis, if I'm not mistaken.
Exactly. That's what Dave was trying to make his point about, is that it took so much to make this hash oil that can cure cancer. But the whole thing is that cannabis is a medicine, and people don't understand that. Between an indica and a sativa, if you wanted to be like upbeat and smoke cannabis and use that, a sativa would be like a more upbeat. They all have different qualities of what they can do for a person. And it was so cool that you guys expressed this. And I like Dave. Dave is a good guy. So I just wanted to call in tonight and just express more about, there's so much to cannabis. And, you know, I imagine like...
Well, right. And when it's actually legal, you can know what you're buying in advance. You can actually, you know, they'll tell you, this is a sativa, this is an indica, and then you would actually be able to know, oh, well, I really like the sativas, or no, the sativa doesn't agree with me. But in the black market, you don't get to know those things.
Exactly. You just take whatever you can get. But
right.
In California, that's how it is at these dispensaries. You can find the exact medication according to which cannabis variety is what is actually is the right word to call it, not a strain. It's a variety, because there's so many different things. It's a plant. It's a natural thing. And we're just beginning to understand all the benefits of it.
Yeah, and that's another exciting thing about the legalization. And Howie, thanks for the call tonight, is that hopefully we're going to see more studies. I mean, because studies have been very, very difficult to perform. Usually you have to get the approval of the DEA before you can even be allowed to do some sort of publicly known cannabis study in the United States. So a lot of the information about cannabis use and medical usage has come out of from outside of the country, as I understand it. So we're going to see more studies happening in the U.S., and I think that's very exciting, because it'll increase the body of knowledge, which is... it's shamefully thin about cannabis. I mean, we've seen some amazing news, but I really believe we've only scratched the surface on this plant as far as what it's capable of.
Well, I know that obviously there's different varieties. I mean, I think a lot of people just think that marijuana is marijuana, but it's obvious there's different varieties. I mean, you know, we grow tomatoes at my house, Ian, and you know, when I bring in, when you know, that time of year when I bring in big buckets of tomatoes for us to eat on the show, that we've got different varieties of tomatoes. All kinds of different varieties are in there. So, and they taste different. They have different qualities and textures. So, sure, that makes sense.
So, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. More on the family that has been ordered to no longer homeschool by a government court in Florida. We'll explain more and take your calls and thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll free line with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
We've got a website. It's freetalklive.com. You can listen in, of course, online. We've got live streams, and those streams are available around the clock. So even though we only do the show for 3 hours a day, you get the latest episode of Free Talk Live anytime you tune into those streams at listen.freetalklive.com. There are three stream bit rates. There's the broadband stream, the mid-band stream, and the narrowband stream. For those of you stuck on dial-up, we've got an option for you. So go to listen.freetalklive.com. There's also radio stations, over 130 of them from coast to coast, as well as our satellite listening options, which include the free-to-air channel, where you can get tuned in to LRN.FM content all around the clock via $0 per month cost free-to-air system, which you pay a couple $100, you get the system, and you're good to go. So again, go to listen.freetalklive.com to get those details, plus our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance pretty much wherever. Wherever you are, you can get tuned in to Free Talk Live.
So I was just talking to a friend today about how much I would really like to go to this Passport to Freedom conference. This is a conference where people are going to be talking about the advantages of staying in the United States or leaving the United States for liberty reasons. What's the best choice? So folks are going to be purporting whatever their choice is. And I imagine that Andrew Henderson, the Nomad Capitalist, and Jeff Berwick, escaping the coming dollar collapse, those guys are going to be on the escape side.
Mm-hmm.
And I would guess that folks like, Peter Schiff, maybe Charles Goyette.
Stephanie Murphy.
Stephanie Murphy, Vitalik, they're going to be saying that, there are ways to be more free here in the United States. As a matter of fact, they're talking about the seven ways that you can be more free. And I'm interested in hearing what those seven ways are. You can increase your personal sovereignty, protect your money, quit your job and make money from anywhere. It's the only way you're going to find out is by going to this event. It's called passport.freetalklive. It's Passport to Freedom, and you can go to passport.freetalklive.com and get your tickets. Again, it's passport.freetalklive.com.
So, Mark, you had begun telling us earlier.
I should have said, I'm sorry, that the event is January the 23rd through the 26th in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah, good point. So you had said earlier, you told us about a story from Florida. A family has been ordered by a judge to no longer homeschool their kids. Now, this came about as a result of a divorce proceeding.
That's right.
Now, even though education was not made an issue by either party in the divorce, it was brought up by a guardian ad litem who's a government bureaucrat, an employee.
Not always an employee, but certainly a
contracting for the government, essentially. Yeah. I mean, they're paid through the court system. They're paid by the families, essentially. They're forced to be paid by the families. So essentially they're by proxy working for the state. And this woman said that she had a hunch or something. What was it? A gut feeling that homeschooling was a bad idea, and so she thought the judge should order the parents to force their kids to send them to government school.
Right, and this is for socialization purposes. And this is one of these old...
And he did it. The judge did
it. Well,
this.
Listen to what the judge said. The judge, whose name is being withheld because it could lead to the identification of the children, agreed. This is the HSLDA, and I assume that says something to do with families. This is the homeschooling... legal defense agency or whatever it is, said that the judge lectured the mother. When are they going to socialize? Is homeschooling to continue through college or professional schooling? At which point are these children going to interact with other children? And isn't that in their best interest? As though the only place that your kids interact with kids is at school. I mean, it's not that...
Outrageous.
It's not that people shouldn't have questions about homeschooling. It's that people in power shouldn't use their power when they're completely
ignorant
about homeschooling. And this is what this is. This is bald-faced ignorance. This person has
clearly
no clue.
Google search could solve this problem in a moment. I mean, there are homeschooling groups. There's obviously play groups. There are sports groups. There are church groups. There are all kinds of groups of kids out there for homeschoolers to get involved with.
Right. And, you know, what often people will say when they mean socialization is that your kids need to deal with other crappy kids. Kids that are
The ones that are forced to go to schools and you don't want to be around
bullies or whatever, dumb, a variety of things that don't want to be in the school and then would do anything to get out of there. Your kids should be forced to be around them. But and because, hey, look, in life you're gonna have to deal with people you don't want to deal with. I mean, you can almost hear the caller saying this, right?
Mm.
Well, yeah, that's true. In life, you're going to deal with people you don't want to deal with. But in life, you don't have to deal with getting beat up in the hallways. You don't have to be
dealt with being picked on.
If I was picked on at work, the largest job I had, wherever that might have been, the way I was picked on in school, somebody would have gone to jail, okay? I would have quit there. They would have fired somebody, you know, whatever.
Or you could have left. Yeah, you could have left and then
the closest experience I've had to school was prison.
School
is a mild prison in my experience, and I spent 8.5 years in there, so people can go ahead and question my experience all they wish.
There's a lot of similarities. I mean, I spent 60 days in jail, and there's a lot of similarities between that and school, government school.
So
this judge made this order. It's being appealed, though, by the
being appealed, but
homeschooling association.
I imagine at this point these kids are going to some school or another. I imagine they're probably, I would hope, they're going to a private school someplace, but, you know, regardless.
So there's an important point I wanted to throw out there, and that is that when you get married by the state, that's a three-party contract. And I don't think most people really think of it that way. Because, well, I'm marrying my loved one. This is the person who I'm pledging my life to. And this is, you know, it's an agreement between the two of us. It's that. But it's also an agreement between the two of you and the state. That's why the state has jurisdiction over your divorce. Because you've agreed to it. By virtue of having the state marry you or recognize your marriage and hand you a state piece of paper that recognizes your marriage, you are then obligated to use the state's divorce process, whatever may come with that process. In this case, the third party is being represented as the guardian ad litem, who apparently has more sway than the two parents do. So of this three-party contract, the guardian ad litem is the heavy in the contract compared to the other two parties who are saying, no, we don't want our kids to go to the government school or the private schools. We want to do homeschooling. Yeah, we're getting divorced, but we still understand that homeschooling is valuable and we're going to have our kids homeschooled. No, this guardian ad litem over here, who has apparently no excuse or no experience whatsoever with homeschooling, or if she does, she's purposely obscuring her knowledge about it, is apparently just, you know, she's the one with the words that make a difference to the judge. And so I think it's important for people to remember this when they enter into a marriage contract. I understand there are reasons why people want the state involved in their marriage, because there are certain benefits, like, for instance, if you pay taxes, I guess there's some kind of benefit to being married, but also, like, going to the hospital.
Yeah. Companies will give insurance benefits to spouses, and they only mean legally married spouses.
But as usual, when you're doing business with the criminal gang, which is what the government is, yeah, there could be some benefits from doing business with a criminal gang. But
there's always some back scratching, right?
Yeah, but what are you giving up? What amount of control over your own life, or in this case, your family's life and the education of your children? I mean, for some people, this is pretty important, educating their own children, and you just gave that up by getting a state marriage. So you have to decide, are the trade-offs worth it?
I think it's inarguable that if these people had not been married by the state and they decide to divorce, and what I'm saying is that I believe that a marriage that doesn't get a government marriage license is just as much of a commitment as a government marriage license. Just because you don't bring the state into the situation doesn't mean it's not a real marriage. So if they had divorced themselves from each other and they had come up with their agreements, I think it's inarguable that this would not have occurred.
That's right. The now, guardian ad litem never would have been assigned, and therefore it never would have happened.
If there was a dispute between the husband or the wife over whether the kids would be homeschooled or not in the divorce proceedings, the private divorce proceedings, then they could certainly have brought up custody to a family court.
Yeah, sure. It could have been escalated.
Or
it could have been arbitrated. There could have been an intervening arbitration process before getting to the government court.
So, I mean, in this case, your analogy that a state marriage is a marriage not only between two individuals, but two individuals in the state.
Yeah, keep that in mind. So 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. I've got a Ross Ulbricht update that I've been holding on to here for a little bit. We'll share that with you in a moment. He is the man that is accused of being Dread Pirate Roberts from the Silk Road. I'll give you the latest on his case and take your calls about anything. Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want here in the remaining moments of this edition. There's plenty of time here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. If you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for advertise, market, and promote. And what we're looking to do here, and we're darn close to the $4,000 goal. Basically, we started raising money at around $3,050. And so we had a $950 per month goal that we wanted to reach as far as fundraising is concerned for the AMP program. That money is being used to pay Daryl to do affiliate relations. He's our Monday night co-host, and he's been doing a great job so far at affiliate relations. We sit here and do them together, so we listen to each other's calls. So he was on the phone with one program director, told him there's an 85% chance he's going to put us on. So
interesting number.
Yep, so he's getting close to another radio station.
What do you think made him choose 15% over 20 or 10%?
I don't know, Mark. Okay. But anyway, it was good news, and it's like actually been number. a good week for me, too. I've brought in 3 new affiliate agreements just this week.
Yeah, so you're really
Bringing Daryl in has really helped me be a better affiliate relations person.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. If I'd have known this, I'd have started it years ago.
If I'd have known it, I'd have started it years ago, too. But it's happening now, and it's happening because of amplifiers, Free Talk Live amplifiers that are listeners like you who've gone to amp.freetalklive.com and have amped the show. You go there now, and until we get to that 950 mark, and we're probably at around like 900 and something. Until we get to that 950, there's matching contributions. So if you give $10 a month to AMP, it's like giving 20 because we've got about 5 or 6 matching contributors out there who have pledged that $950 per month in matching contributions. So it makes a big difference for us. We can bring more stations on board, expose more people to the ideas of freedom. And that's a good thing. So go to amp.freetalklive.com.
So frigid conditions across the United States. It's very snowy. Lots of outdoor enthusiasts think this stuff's just great. They're out there hiking. They're hunting.
Shoveling it today.
Doing their thing. That does not make you an outdoor enthusiast.
I am enthusiastic about shoveling the snow.
I understand. And that snow is outdoors. However, that's not what I'm talking about here.
I gotcha.
Okay. I'm talking about people who are interested in shooting or camping or hunting or, survival type stuff.
Yeah.
you can get your gear at manventureoutpost.com. I don't think they've got a lot of snow shovels there at manventureoutpost.com. stuff for your driveway at manventureoutpost.com. But they do have handguns, long guns, knives. Ammunition, knives, lots of knives. Oh, boy, do they have knives. They've got flashlights, lots and lots of flashlights, fish-finding equipment, firearm accessories, tents and apparel and all the things that you need for outdoor activities. It's a family-owned operation, and they've got the lowest prices. Go check for yourself. Get it quick. Get it from manventureoutpost.com.
All right, so over the last few weeks, we've been talking about a few months at this point. We've been talking about Ross Ulbricht, and he is facing some pretty serious criminal charges, money laundering, drug dealing, computer hacking, and attempted murder for hire. They're trying to make this guy look like a really bad guy, and I don't know how much of this is true. We don't know yet because the case hasn't gone forward. He was arrested back in October as the alleged operator behind the Silk Road. What is the Silk Road? Short version, it's an online marketplace that is not regulated by any government or anybody at all except for the owners of the market. They've only banned a couple of different things from Silk Road. You can't buy certain things that could be harmful to others, like weapons. You can't buy that. You can't buy child pornography, so things that have involved a victim. But you can buy all kinds of drugs on the Silk Road, and that's where the Silk Road really kind of made its name for itself. You can buy other things like fake IDs and even legal things. I mean, I think I've seen books on the Silk Road. But the big thing is drugs. And so they took the Silk Road down. The FBI managed to get into the server somehow through the Tor network, which is an anonymizing network, and they found traces of who they claim to be the operator of the Silk Road. His alleged handle was Dread Pirate Roberts, and his real name is Ross Ulbricht. Now, according to an update posted a couple weeks ago by the AP, internet entrepreneur accused of being an online accused of being behind an online marketplace for illegal drugs has asked the government to return more than $30 million in Bitcoin seized from his computers. Ross Ulbricht of San Francisco, arrested in the crackdown on the Silk Road. Federal prosecutors say that Ulbricht went by the handle Dread Pirate Roberts and turned the underground site into a place where anonymous users could buy or sell contraband and illegal services. In court filings, prosecutors say they seized 144,336 bitcoins.
That's a whole bunch.
Yeah, from Ulbricht's computers. Though subject to fluctuations in
value,
the
federal government is now the number one possessor of bitcoins.
That's correct, because of this raid. It's so tragic. Though subject to fluctuations in value, the virtual currency is exceedingly valuable but lightly regulated. Ulbricht says in a legal filing that the currency should be returned because it isn't subject to civil forfeiture rules.
Interesting.
Now, the article is very general. It doesn't get into the legal argument behind the filing. It would be very interesting to read a more actual legal analysis.
Yeah, what does the government's law say on civil forfeiture?
Right. I mean,
the classic
forfeitures are cars, houses, and cash.
Yeah.
Those are the classic things to have seized from drug dealers. And then, you'll see the local cops sometimes will be driving around an SUV, and on the back it'll say, "We got this from a drug dealer."
Yeah.
That's forfeiture.
Well, but I've got to say that I don't think it really matters if Ross Ulbricht gets back his these bitcoins. And for one, I'd have to ask, how did he get that many bitcoins if he's not the Dread Pirate Roberts?
He could have bought them back in the day.
He could have. But they're never letting him out of prison. So they've decided that this guy is the Dread Pirate Roberts. And he may or may not be. I'm not going to make a value judgment on that. And they're not going to be wrong. You understand? Even if he beats whatever they're going to keep throwing charges at him, and they've got enough things they can continue to throw charges at him to where a jury is going to make some of this stuff stick. Ross Ulbricht never getting out of prison. And I'm sorry to say it.
It's tragic. I hope you're wrong.
He didn't order hits on people, and we don't know the answer to that. As far as I'm concerned, ordering a hit on somebody is equivalent to attempted murder.
It is. However, the ordered hits were ordered on people that didn't actually exist.
Some of them.
You attempt to murder people that didn't exist.
Well, there were people. It's very interesting, but there were people that were ordered, you know, from bad drug dealers deals too. There were supposedly six, and I don't know the specifics. I don't know.
And all, but what we do know, Mark, is that the evidence in this case for the alleged hit attempts is supposedly information they got from copying the Silk Road server. Now, how do we know the NSA or even the FBI didn't go in there and manufacture these messages in the first place? Because if that's all they have, if they don't have anything to actually tie Ross Ulbricht to the editing of those messages, if these messages exist, and if it's somehow possible to tie him to it, maybe they'll have a case. But if their case is basically, well, we went on the Silk Road server, and under the Dread Pirate Roberts account, we found all these messages about hits. Well, how do we know that he was the only person who had access to that account? How do we know that it was even him who was doing it? How do we know the feds didn't put those there to make him look bad? Because one thing that Ulbricht was known for was advocating for libertarianism, for freedom. And the, you know, one of the tenets of libertarianism and freedom is that you don't harm people. You don't aggress against peaceful people. You don't aggress against anybody.
And he might have felt, though, that because they're, you know, because somebody might have done him wrong in some deal or another, that they had aggressed, so therefore the...
He might have been a hypocrite, you know. He might have been on one hand saying, I don't believe in aggression, but on the other hand, you know, going ahead and ordering hits on people. We don't know.
So if in fact they have this evidence, you know, on the site that says that he made, you know, just on the site, as you said, that he made these hits, would you then vote to acquit? That's not enough for you?
Reasonable doubt, man.
You have a reasonable doubt that that the FBI just put that stuff in there to
absolutely.
Kind of
I totally believe
case.
That. I totally believe they would try to frame this guy. Let's go to Lonnie listening in Mississippi, because if they didn't do that, Mark, then he could come at it from a principled perspective of, hey, I'm just, you know, helping people get the stuff that they want. But now they're trying to make him look like a murderer. Lonnie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thinking the going theme tonight was, you know, cannabis and, I guess, the drugs in a sense. I wanted to reference a paper that a source that I used in my thesis for my undergrad. It's called Policing Pleasure, Food, Drugs, and the Politics of Ingestion. It's by a fellow named Craig Renomar. And basically it's just talking about the blurring of the lines between food and drugs, food, drugs, and I guess medicine could be also classified in there.
Sounds interesting. Here's what I'd recommend is go to freetalklive.com and submit the link to it as show prep there so other listeners can easily find it, and if they like it, they'll vote it up and more people will see it. Lonnie, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the heads up on that. And we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. We're going to have a special guest on the show tomorrow that I think will be interesting. He's from another radio show that many of you might have heard of, and we'll talk to him tomorrow. I won't say more now.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snorting!
You make them bundle up. We relieve your congestion.
Yay!
You challenge them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do, we know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold. Use as directed.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. or on the web at drortman.com.